This is At Home Connecticut, hosted by Joey Burgoyne, highlighting events and happenings that are taking place in your home, Connecticut, on WTIC News Talk 1080.
Good morning and welcome to another episode of At Home in Connecticut. I am your host, Joey Burgoyne, and we're going to get into what you could probably say is the oldest form and the original form of cosplay. It's medieval fairs. The Robin Hood's Medieval Fair going on at the Harrington Fairgrounds through July 3rd. We're going to get into all the information with that. Joining me this morning to talk about that is Todd Silber. He's the Director of Operations for the Connecticut Renaissance Fair and Robin Hood's Medieval Renaissance Fair. Todd, thank you for joining me this morning.
Yeah, thank you for having me. This is great.
So, you know, people, the stereotypical medieval fair, you know, it's not, things have changed, but they haven't changed, I guess you could say. And I'm looking at the website, and you got jousting, archery, armored combat, shops, crafts, the proverbial turkey legs, craft beer, games, music, family fun. You know, if someone's never been to a Renaissance fair or the Robin Hood's Medieval Fair, what can they expect? Give us like the 30,000-foot overview.
Well, what we're trying to do is offer a super affordable outdoor event, kid-friendly, family-friendly, pet friendly. You can bring pets as long as they have rabies vaccinations, or any other pet as long as they're friendly with other animals, not aggressive. And it's really just a step into the past. You know, the historical aspect, we have an amazing cast of players that really, really put on a great show. We have tons of independent acts that come around the country that come and bring you all sorts of medieval entertainment, from magic to singing to that soft Renaissance style music. And then obviously, like you said, the joust and some knights combat, tons of games, thrown weapons, archery competitions. And most, you know, on top of that, we have maybe about 90 craft vendors that come out as well. So it's a very step into the past, historical aspect. But at the same time, like you said, somewhat of a little bit of a new twist to it, you know.
It's a fair, but it's also like an educational thing. It's for people to learn what the times were like back then.
Yeah, exactly. They can go by and they can see the jousting and just how they're armored up on these horses. They can see the blacksmith swinging that hammer and bending that metal with, you know, no electricity. They're outside using those forges just like they would have done all those years ago. We have leather craft vendors, armor craft vendors, pottery vendors, and all making it in a historical aspect. So it's really a great learning experience. And like I said, just tons of fun, and really you can spend an entire day and just enjoy the entire atmosphere and see so much and learn so much, as well as go back and see your favorites and be part of it, you know?
And it's been going on since mid-May. We're kind of in the middle of it. This weekend is Tabletop Heroes Weekend. So coming up today, you know, if people want to get out there, you don't necessarily have to dress the part, if you will. So today you got the Witcher and Monster Cosplay Costume Contest. Dress up a little bit, have fun. You got prizes. So coming up, you got a few other weekends. So next weekend's All Out Invasion Weekend. What's going on next weekend out there?
All Out Invasion is like when you can come from anything. People who come to the fair are going to dress how they want. We still get stormtroopers. We get futuristic stuff. But we like to theme our weekends around certain aspects to encourage more people. We still have a pretty big following of maybe 50% to 60% that just come, don't get dressed up. But out of that percentage, we see those people return and they get into the fun of it and they dress up sometimes. And some people will never dress up, but some people really do enjoy dressing up. And with The Witcher being as big as it is, and people love the fantasy aspect. I mean, you're looking at Vikings, Witcher, Lord of the Rings, watched it 20 years ago, and people love that aspect to create those costumes and go out and enjoy and let other people see them in those costumes. And honestly, I mean, I'll wear a suit of armor grocery shopping. That's the enthusiast I am. But being at a Renaissance fair, for some people, it's kind of like their escape to be able to go out and do that. And, you know, people who come there that don't dress up, it only encourages them to go, wow, get some pictures taken. We have guests that take pictures with guests because some of these costumes and armor outfits and historical outfits they wear are so amazing. It's really just a broad opening for everybody to come. And if you want to dress up, awesome. If you don't want to dress up, you'll have just as much fun. And it's just really, like I said, you said the fantasy aspect is really opening up. You know, wizards, magic, tabletop miniature games like Dungeons and Dragons are so huge right now. Mm. So this is a great place to really just try to promote, like, hey, here's the theme weekend for all of you shining that to come on out and be part of the show and be here with us.
Like, everyone's there to have a good time, support everyone, embrace that fantasy and medieval feel that we've all, like, kind of sat in the shadows watching. I think Renaissance fairs like this kind of let people do those things.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, one of the greatest good example I can tell you is we have a a live action group. So this group that story tells an adventure. You follow them around. You have a character if you want to play it, or you're just yourself, and you go around this little adventure, and they do a great job, like taking you on this adventure from place to place, and things are hidden around the fairgrounds, and you have to find them. And this is open to any patrons. And there was a young man and a young girl with the parents, and they got involved in that. And I saw them the following weekend. The little kid had brought his Harry Potter costume, and the mother had told me he dresses up as Harry Potter all the time at the house, but he wanted to come here and be in the atmosphere and take it one step further. So that was, that's a great example of coming and just enjoying the show, finding something that you enjoy the show or love, and then something connects with you that you want to be part of. And I think the mother had a great time with her children, and I wouldn't be shocked if we didn't see them again this weekend. But that's what we like to see, is people come and the repeat customers and repeat guests. And even if they don't dress up, they can still come back and find that value to be there, either with a pet or a child, or even just a group of friends that come out, drink some mead, they dress up a little bit, go to the joust, go throw some daggers, go shoot some archery, whatever it may be. So that's there's really no, I wouldn't say, it's just different. I think people are comfortable now.
Mm-hmm.
Comfortable in this day and age, really putting those outfits on or costumes, or again, not, and walking around, and there's no judgment. The only things you hear is like, holy cow, look at that outfit that person is wearing, So that's the good aspect of it. It's very open to everybody, family friendly, and open to all, inclusive to all, and people can come out and have a really great time there.
It's something like this that brings people of that mindset together and lets them express their feelings towards a specific genre.
Yeah, people are excited to talk about what they made or what they have. There was a young lady there last week, and she was walking by. I caught her out of the corner of my eye. I'm like, and there's the costume of the day, everybody. And I started clapping. Other people clapped too, because she had these wings on her back, and she had some sort of fabricated something where they extended out. And she must have had a 14-foot wingspan. It was incredible. They were probably four or five feet top to bottom, and they extended off of her back to 12 to 14 feet. And I was just floored. But I was in the middle of running a task or doing something or getting pulled in a direction, so I couldn't really stop and ask her how she made it. But you see some incredible things there. And it was just, I think that made her moment, because, she must have put so much work into that. And it truly was probably the greatest thing I saw all day.
And like I said, the event, the Robin Hood's Medieval Fair, it's going on now through July 3rd, Saturdays and Sunday, 150 Locust Road, Harwington. It's the Harwington Fairgrounds, if anyone's looking for it. They got amazing things going on out there. And there's a new thing coming on. I know this is a family show. We want to get families out to things, but you kind of got a little something extra going, the after hours now.
So we like to do some adult themed parties and contests afterwards. And at our fall show, our mother show, we have a massive Halloween costume contest. And I think last year, 400 people. And I myself had the luxury of stepping out of being one of the owners for a little bit, putting a smile on my lap. And I kind of emcee that. So I get to emcee, and I have a couple of assistants that help me, and it's a lot of fun. But the after hours show, we're having a midnight masquerade ball. And it's just for adults. I don't really think there's any adult themed entertainment there, but people like to get out and just be in an atmosphere. We'll open up one of the main pubs. We'll have some entertainment on the stage. I believe we have a DJ to kind of step back a little bit, but it's a midnight masquerade ball, and masks are not required, but it is a masquerade ball. So throw a mask on and come on out. And I believe that it's included with your general admission. So there's no additional cost to participate in that. You can come out with your family for the day with that ticket, and then go home, have some dinner, drop the kids off, and then you can come back. And you'll have some sort of badge or a stamp that shows you've already paid for your attendance for the day. And it's just another free thing that goes a little bit later into the evening.
Mm-hmm. That'll be June 25th going until 9:30. I ask a lot of my guests this, Todd, and I'm going to ask you this also. If there's one thing you wish more people paid attention to or understood about Renaissance fairs, what would it be, that one thing that you wish just more people understood about them?
So I'm sorry, you broke up in the middle of the question there. Can you repeat it, please?
No problem. So it's one of those things I ask a lot of my guests, and I'll ask you this, Todd, is, what is the one thing you wish more people understood or accepted about, Renaissance fairs?
With the fortunate growth that we have had, and we are so blessed and fortunate growth with the attendance at the fall show, I only became part owner in 2017, and it was a juggernaut beforehand, but we've had 30 to 33% increase in attendance every year, except for obviously the COVID year that shut us down. So I don't know. I mean, I don't think there's really any bad stereotypes out there or something that people would understand more. I think the biggest thing is that, and I'm not attacking any other show, but our tickets are $15 and everything at the show, all the stages, all the entertainment, everything you can watch, shopping the vendors, not shopping, but going to watch the vendors, the woodworker, woodworking, the blacksmith, blacksmithing, the joust, everything is included with your admission. If you want to throw axes or shoot archery, it's a couple dollars more. If you want to eat, sure, that costs a little bit more. We have an in-house food booth that we as the owners opened up, and I think it's quarter pound cheeseburgers and french fries for $5. Everything's, we try to aim for a very $5 price point without sacrificing quality, but you can really come out and feed your family. The other thing too that we like to offer at our show is that you can bring a picnic basket. You can bring a lunch. You can bring a case of water. You can bring whatever you like for you and your family and set up anywhere, sit on a field, sit at any of the tables, go to any of the pubs. You don't have to spend a dime once you're inside. The only thing you can't do is obviously bring outside alcohol in, but you could pack an entire lunch and you're more than welcome to bring it. So it's really, I think in this day and age, everything with all the prices going up with the inflation, we have been able to keep our price point so low. Like I said, $15 tickets for an entire day of entertainment. And if you want to bring a lunch, you can, but the affordable food, and again, the turkey legs and the other stuff that the other food vendors do is great food and it's totally worth the money, mm-hmm. but we wanted to keep it super low. You know, there's minimal to no profits at our food booth, but again, it's just to give our patrons something more.
People want more information, Robin Hood's Fair. That's Robin Hood's with an S and Fair, F-A-I-R-E. So robinhoodsfair.com. I'm looking ticket prices, youth, 7 to 15 years old, $10. Over that's 15. Kids 0 to 6 are free. So throw the kid in the stroller, grab the kids, grab some medieval attire if you can find it. If not, I'm sure they'll help you out and where you can get some at the medieval fair, the Robin Hood's Fair. July 3rd ending, so get out there now. You got a couple weekends left. 10:30 a.m. to 6 p.m. weeknight or weekends, Saturday and Sunday through July 3rd at the Harwington Fairgrounds. There's been some great times had. Get out there, have your own great time. Again, joining me this morning, Todd Silber. He's the director of operations for the Connecticut Renaissance Fair, the Robin Hood's Medieval Renaissance Fair at the Harwington Fairgrounds. We're gonna have to touch base as we get closer to the sister show, the Renaissance Fair. Things like this are just, they're an amazing family thing to do. There's no reason why we can't get some more people through the gates, have a turkey leg, watch some jousting, watch an iron worker, watch a woodworker, just relive the past, relive the fantasy, let your mind wander for a couple hours. There's nothing wrong with that. So again, Todd, thank you for joining me. It's things like this that happen right here at home in Connecticut.
You've been listening to At Home in Connecticut, a public service project produced by WTIC News Talk 1080.